The elders had noticed the lake increasing in size, and through their fishing expeditions, they knew that it was becoming deeper too. They told me about a road that had last been used 10 years ago, before it went underwater, and predicted that the road I had taken to come to Laini would also be soon underwater. They knew too that this is not solely a Turkana phenomenon. They had heard that the same thing was happening in other Rift Valley lakes, as far away as Kisumu. The elders had their own theories about what was happening to their lake in Paso, in the local Elmolo language. Maybe there's a broken spring in the ground, and the rocks have cracked, so it's throwing water up, one of them said. Maybe River Omo in Ethiopia is the one with the crack, another elder offered. In August 2021, the Ministry of Environment told the media that once the multi-agency report on the lakes was published, the Kenyan government would be appealing to the international community for assistance. In the short term, 3 billion shillings, £20.1 million, was needed. But a number of people on the team that prepared the report shared with me their skepticism about the government's interest in helping the victims of the rising lakes. Instead, they suggested what really motivated Kenya's notoriously corrupt political class was the prospect of international donations. After all, these lakes had not risen in secret. They had been rising steadily for 10 years. Only when the UN Environment Programme published its own report about Lake Turkana in July 2021, and the prospect of foreign aid became more likely, did Kenyan's politicians really become interested. A number of people I spoke to were angry at the apparent insinuation that help was meant to come from the international community rather than from the Kenyan government itself. The government Akeo had told me in his office in Marigat did not care about the plight of minority communities such as those who live around Lake Baringo. In October 2021, the government finally released the report. While allowing for the possibility that tectonic activity was partly responsible, it stated that greater levels of rainfall caused by the climate crisis was the main cause. Other forms of human interference with the environment, such as deforestation, had also led to landslides and increased water runoff, which had in turn contributed to the rise in water levels. The report noted that nearly 400,000 Kenyans had been displaced and that they require urgent humanitarian assistance. The impact was particularly severe around Lake Victoria, Naivasha and Baringo, which support densely populated areas. On the edge of Lake Naivasha, about 50 miles west of Nairobi, I visited a settlement named Kihoto, where 4,000 families had been displaced. There I waded through the water with a landlord named Gideon, who had stayed in the area after the flooding in order to guard his houses, which were now empty. On the news, he had seen government representatives claim that relief food had been given to the residents of Kihoto, but he said that he hadn't received any. This was a common refrain as I traversed the country.